Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. This is Brian Taylor standing in for Phil Williams today. And we are excited to have the chairman of the Alabama Republican Party on the line with us, John Wall. John's a small businessman. He's from Limestone County. Originally, he was elected as chairman of the state Republican Party in March of this year. Is that right, John?
Yeah, end of February.
End of February. All right. Well, you've been in the position long enough now to sort of get a feel for what your role is and what's going on across the country. While you're the state party chairman, you have probably daily contact, if not weekly contact with other party chairmen and members of the National Republican Party. And I understand you just got back from Washington last week.
No, that's right. You know, it's always a battle when you're fighting in politics, because for me, it's always issues based. You don't want the party to be standing up for people's rights, their freedoms. Really come from the grassroots side of the party, and try to represent the people of Alabama as best I can, both here in Alabama and on the state party, but also, you know, as a member of the RNC,
Yeah, and so, what's going on in Washington?
Pretty much everything bad. So it's a mess up there, you know, and the Democrats really have showed their color since taking control. And I think that's great for the Republican Party headed into 22 and 2024.
We were talking about before you called in.
That I see that are just crazy right now is government spending. It's just completely out of control. This idea that government can print money at will and just pump it into the economy with no consequences. It's really, really crazy right now on any kind of fiscal sanity.
Yeah, well, we were talking before you called in about even Democrats are now starting to distance themselves from the insanity somewhat. You've got two Democrat senators who now supposedly are going to vote with Republicans against the Biden vaccine mandates. You've got the Biden administration distancing itself from AOC's denial of the smash and grab robberies that are going on. So is that what's going on? Are we seeing the left, or at least the moderates in the Democratic Party, trying to now pull away from the left a little bit as we approach the midterm elections?
You know, I think somewhat, but the crazy thing is not more. So it actually seems like the Democrats have really tightened down and are holding the line. You're not seeing much compromise when it comes to their core agenda. You know, whether that's the move towards socialism, progressive ideas into our education system, or this out of control spending that's going to lead to massive inflation, which is just another tax on the people of America.
Yeah, and I don't think a lot of people realize that inflation is a result of this monetary policy, or modern monetary policy, which is let's just print a bunch of money and try to stimulate the economy, and the result of that is more money the goal is more money for more spending programs, but it's really just a backdoor tax, isn't it?
No, exactly, because it waters down the monetary system. So that's what I always tell people. There's only a finite amount of real money, of actual assets. So it doesn't matter how many dollars you print. When you print more, you don't create more wealth. What you do is you create each dollar is worth a little bit less than it used to be. So when they do these massive spending programs, shoot into the economy, yes, it injects that in right away, but the long-term consequences is less buying power per dollar. And it hurts the consumer. There's a delayed reaction. And the last, you know, the last injection was more directly to people. You know, it's directly to citizens, you know, during the coronavirus, you know, where they were giving out money to taxpayers and to the public. This next round of heavy injection of money is going to be for their pet projects. And it's not going to start in the pockets of the people, and that is completely going to devastate our middle class. And we're going to see. I think we're going to see inflation hitting 10% next year.
Yeah, and I think I saw a report last week that the maybe came out of the CBO, Congressional Budget Office. But anyway, the president's tax cuts, President Trump's tax cuts actually resulted in the largest benefit to the middle class in modern times. And I haven't seen a whole lot of that in the news. We just see a lot about the efforts by the Democrats to increase spending and the size of government even more.
It's one of those things. It's hard to imagine that people, as smart as they should be, and we elect them, they still don't seem to understand that basic concept that money does not grow on trees.
Isn't that true? You know, I was thinking the other day, I am certainly not an economist, but I did take I took Economy 101 in college, and I remember very vividly being taught that printing money causes inflation. And yet when I open the paper, when I look on the web and I see even mainstream outlets scratching their heads, wondering where is inflation coming from?
And, right.
At what point did economists drop this idea? I don't know. Anyway. Well, tell me, what is it that what is your focus as chairman of the party? What do you see that you need to be doing with the Republican Party? Obviously, Alabama is a red state. Of course, we've had a Democratic U.S. senator recently who was defeated by Coach Tuberville. But it's highly unlikely that we're going to be sending a Democrat back to Congress. So as the party chairman, what's your focus? What's your goal?
You know, and obviously our number one target is always winning elections. We're going to be watching every position, national, local, and trying to be competitive everywhere we can be. Yeah, you're absolutely right. On our federal side, we're pretty safe here in Alabama. And that's why it's so important that we do, you know, it's Alabama, we organize, we get our volunteers together, we fundraise, and then my plan is actually to get active in other states. So we'll help, you know, be involved and engaged in helping take back the House and the Senate. So that's very important to me is winning back control for the Republicans. Also, you know, always on the policy side, it's important that the party stand strong for people's values, for their rights, and protect our policies moving forward. Because we're very much in a battle for the heart and the soul of this country right now. And with that, I'll tell you one area that I'm really passionate about is education. Because I think we're really seeing, I'm not even going to call them Democrats, I'm going to call them what they are, which is socialists. We're seeing socialists who want to social engineer our children into their idea of what a good, you know, a good citizen, quote-unquote good citizen, should be.
Yep.
So I think it's incredibly important that we know they're targeting our school systems and our education and our children, and that we fight back against that and try to protect our children.
Well, and I know that obviously in Alabama, that several years ago there was some leadership on the school choice front, and the Republican legislature passed some reforms that expanded school choice options. There was not much attention in the state legislature to that in the last session, the last regular session. Is that something that you, as the party chairman or the party in general, will be discussing with members of the state legislature and trying to encourage them to prioritize?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and actually, it's almost in the reverse of that. So I've actually been approached by members of the state legislature this cycle saying they are going to make that a push. They would love the party to help on it. And I've already in conversations where, yes, I would love to see us, you know, Alabama this cycle pass some true school choice legislation.
Well, that's great. That's great to hear. And certainly that's the education, our schools, is where the rubber meets the road. As I've always said, the quality of your education should be based on which side of the street you live on or which zip code you live in. If you're not getting a good education, and we have a public education system, you ought to be able to take care of your children and make sure they're getting the best education possible. So, well, that's good to hear that's a priority for you. What is it that obviously most of the listeners to this program are conservatives, vote Republican? What is it that that folks that have not been involved in the party, what is it that they can do to become more involved in the party?
You know, that's a great question. And we're always working, whether it's on policy, whether it's, you know, volunteers, you know, whether it's donors. You know, we're building as many people, and we'd love to have people, if they're interested in getting involved with us, they can always check us out online, our social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter. Also, our website is algop.org, and we would love to have people reaching out to us if they're interested in volunteering or donating. That we always enjoy building a coalition ready to help take back this country.
And you've got clubs around the state in different cities, different counties. How is that organized?
That's right. So we have county parties in every county in the state, as well as the state party, and then a lot of women's Republican groups, minority GOPs, all around the state. So, yeah, there's something for everyone.
Well, great. Encourage everybody to get involved, whatever your background. There's always an opportunity to get, but they can find that information on the Alabama GOP website.
That's it, algop.org.
Well, John, thanks for calling in. It's great to hear you. Appreciate what all you're doing, and look forward to seeing more from you in the weeks and months and years ahead. We're going to be back. If you'd like to stick around with me, you're welcome to. I'm going to be talking a little bit about the Supreme Court and the efforts to pack the Supreme Court. There was a report out yesterday by the president's commission on the Supreme Court, and we'll talk a little bit about that. And then we've got Eric Johnson coming up at the 4 o'clock hour to talk about the Dobbs case that the Supreme Court heard earlier this week. So stay tuned. You're listening to News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. This is Brian Taylor filling in for Phil Williams on Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just plain right. You're listening to Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Copper and I are actually in different studios today, and so we're having it's a challenge, but she's doing a great job trying to keep me coming in at the right time and going out at the right time, and it's completely my fault if I'm not doing that. So thank you, Copper, for doing your
sure.
best to try to keep me on track here. Just keep it up, okay?
Sure, it will do.
All right. We've got John Wall, the Alabama GOP state chairman, on the phone with us, and I wanted to talk to him a little bit about an issue that's not getting a lot of news coverage the last day or so. But yesterday, President Biden's Supreme Court Advisory Commission, let me get the name of this correct. It is the Presidential Commission on the Supreme Court. It was an advisory commission that President Biden set up to really, I think when he set it up, it was to kick the can down the road when he was facing problems or controversy regarding the issue of court packing, whether to add more justices to the United States Supreme Court. But that advisory commission issued its report yesterday, and they didn't really have a conclusive recommendation one way or the other. So I guess they're gonna kick the can down the road a little bit more. But progressives obviously want to pack the Roberts Court in hopes that it'll rule in ways that will frustrate their political objectives. So, John, what are you hearing from your colleagues in other states and other state political parties? Other state party organizations and in the national party regarding these efforts by the progressives and the left and the Democratic Party to. When they can't win in the courts, to just turn the table over and change the makeup of the courts.
Well, you know, isn't that just like Democrats?
Yes.
You know, if you can't win with the rules of the game, what do? You change the rules of the game. And it just really, rubs me the wrong way. But we are seeing a push in this direction. I love that Biden's own commission has not come back with that recommendation, because do not take this ruling as neutral. You know, this their findings as neutral. This is actually condemning this idea of packing the courts or increasing the size, because that was what they were being pushed to do. And so a report coming back neutral is actually, they're basically saying, look, no, what? Why would we change it? So it's a victory for us when even the Democrats can't get their own groups to follow their policies.
Now, I think that's a great point. In fact, I want to read it's a little bit long, but I want to read a paragraph out of this report. Keep in mind, this is President Biden's commission, like you said. And the report says, for opponents of court packing, the United States' fidelity to this norm has particular significance in light of developments in other parts of the world where manipulation of the composition of the judiciary has been a worrying sign of democratic backsliding. After his election in 1989, for example, Argentinian President Carlos Menem worked to draw greater power into the executive branch. And in 1990, he successfully added four new members to a formerly five-member Supreme Court. In 2004, Hugo Chavez in Venezuela reined in judicial independence by expanding the size of the constitutional court in that country from 20 to 32. And in 2010, Turkish leader Erdogan's populist party consolidated control over the Turkish constitutional court by expanding its membership from 10 to 17 and altering the process by which judges were selected. In 2010, the populist Fidesz party won a narrow majority in the Hungarian parliament and quickly went about consolidating power, including through the addition of several new seats to the constitutional court. In 2018, a package of judicial reforms in Poland forced sitting judges off the bench and dramatically expanded the size of the Supreme Court. By contrast, stable democracies since the mid-20th century have retained a strong commitment to judicial independence and have not tended to make such moves. So, I mean, that's insightful, isn't it? We've got all of these socialist countries and places where you don't have stable democracies, and you have the executive trying to centralize and amass his own power, manipulating the court system, manipulating the size of the courts. Is that what Democrats are trying to do here?
And that's exactly what we had here. You know, the Biden administration saw that they wanted to implement new programs, new social programs, and socialists, a truly socialist agenda. And they knew they couldn't do it with the current makeup of the court because the Supreme Court would rule against them. And, yes, they went to a changing the size of the court as a way to neutralize the court's power and neutralize our founders' visions of this government where we have a check and balance system, where the courts would be a check on the power of the executive branch. So, no, absolutely. I feel like this commission's finding is actually a very, very much a condemnation of the Biden administration.
Well, it's embarrassing almost to have that paragraph in the report comparing what you're trying to do to a bunch of socialist countries. But, you know, they almost don't even try to hide it anymore. And that's where it becomes so important for people like you and for the party to stand up and make sure that that the grassroots out there are informed and know what their government is doing. So, John, thank you for joining us and for everything you're doing on that front to keep everyone informed and involved, and to be a resource, both a resource and a guide for our elected officials. So hope you'll come back and join us again soon.
It was an honor. I'll look forward to it.
All right. Thank you. Well, you're listening to News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Right Side Radio. I'm Brian Taylor, filling in for Phil Williams. He's on an anniversary trip. We'll be back in the second half of this hour to talk more about court packing and the Biden administration's efforts to manipulate the court system.